This is Crayons Count, a 5-minute feature on the work of the popular initiative to support the early childhood sector. On today's program, we examine the contents of the learning kits provided by Crayons Count and show how they help boost teaching and learning. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Crayons Count got started in 2012 as an initiative to provide basic and infant schools with learning tools to help teachers and children to meet the objectives of the early childhood curriculum. After discussions with the Early Childhood Commission, 13 categories of learning tools were identified, and conceptualizer of Crayons Count, Diaco Morrison, set about trying to source them.
They came up with 13 categories of tools, and they are crayons, books, puzzles, manipulatives, blocks, Play-Doh, paper, paint, paintbrushes, glue sticks, scissors, and
puppets.
But there are 13 categories of items.
When the first batch of items was ordered in 2012, the team quickly realized that an adjustment was necessary. Some schools had less than 20 students, while others had hundreds. To ensure that each school received materials equal to their enrollment, the kits were organized into three categories: A, B, and C. A kits go to schools with small enrollments, B kits to schools with a more moderate enrollment, and C kits are distributed to large schools. This year, there were 6 40-foot containers filled with learning aids, which created over 2,500 kits for schools. CEO of National Baking Company, chief sponsor of Crayons Count, Butch Hendrickson, sums up the process for purchasing the learning tools.
I did go abroad with Diaco, and we did go shopping for the kits. And it was very simple. I just had a simple criteria. If it wasn't good enough for my children, I wouldn't buy it.
All the tools purchased had to be internationally certified as safe for use by young children.
The learning tools, they all serve a developmental objective. I know I said a lot of things that sound like toys to people, but at this age, there are actual specific reasons why every single one of those things are in there. Children are developing their bodies and also their minds. So everything in there has a reason.
Early childhood specialist Shani Grace Robinson worked with teachers in the Learning Lorry in 2013. She shows how individual tools are used to help enhance the teaching and learning process.
They're tangible, they're three-dimensional, they're obvious. It's for children to actually use and manipulate. It's easy for them to make eye recognition of whatever they're doing. It's like a tangible way to bring across the lesson more than the teachers rushing to write and let them see it on the board. It helps them to bring a 3D approach to learning.
Export manager at National Bakery, Sonia McGregor, has first-hand knowledge of the usefulness of the tools in meeting learning objectives.
For example, the use of, say, puppets. They speak to the creative side of the child, and if you are playing a game, it teaches children to relate to each other. So each person takes on a puppet and they take on the role of that puppet, and you see how they can play together, and it makes learning fun for the children.
With each kit, schools also receive a guide of 152 activities to help them use the materials in fun, creative ways to plan lessons and interact with children. If your school hasn't yet gotten a Crayons Count learning kit, here's how you can change that.
So how this works is that there is a list of schools that have applied for registration with the Early Childhood Commission. The ECC gives me a list. That list tells me what's the address, how many children enrolled, who to contact, and so forth. We donate to that list. If I get a school that has not applied for registration, I cannot give that school. I will say to them, though, you want to get... go and apply for registration because it's the law.
Contact the Early Childhood Commission at 922-92967. If you've already applied for registration and haven't yet received your learning kits, call 970-4108.
I have photos that you can literally see joy coming out of every pore of these children just because they don't get these things. I get thank you letters, thank you cards, photos, people sending pictures of the children using the tools and everything. And I think that to me has been the most rewarding part of it.
Conceptualizer of Crayons Count, Diaco Morrison. That's it for this week's edition of Crayons Count. Thanks for your company. Join us again next week when we hear from the Early Childhood Commission on the work being done by the Crayons Count Initiative. Until then, I am Vaughn Davis. See you next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.